Hello, Purdue Northwest colleagues. We're happy to bring you one more PNW Pridecast episode before the end of the fall semester to share the latest faculty and staff news. I'm your host, Cale Wilk, and for this concluding fall semester installment, we open the floor to Rick Costello, Director of Athletics, to share his reflections on the great strides the PNW Pride has made in recent seasons, the value of the student-athlete experience, how faculty and staff can best support these students, and more. Rick Costello is in his 12th year as Director of Athletics for Purdue Northwest. When he arrived, there were approximately 100 student-athletes and 10 teams. Today, there are approximately 450 student-athletes and 20 teams competing at the NCAA Division II level in the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, otherwise known as the GLIAC. Sports added to Pride Athletics have included baseball, softball, women's golf, ice hockey, esports, and indoor and outdoor track and field. Next season, a stunt team will join the Pride. The list of individual and team achievements continues to grow as well.
Last year was a historic year. We had a two-time All-American, Selena Michko from Lake Central High School. We had our first three GLIAC champions. Alex Bishop won the men's GLIAC individual championship in golf, and J.C. Ramirez won two GLIAC championships in indoor and outdoor track and field. Christina Shaganall won three cross-country races. Our hockey team finished top 20 in the nation. Softball had their most ever victories with 33. Esports this fall just won the battle for Indiana, which is really cool because that means we beat Ball State, Purdue University, West Lafayette, and Indiana University at Bloomington. So just a really high mark. Our esports program just hosted the Fan Fest, Unified Fan Fest over at the Westville campus. That's tremendous to bring that activity to the university, and we have probably one of the best esports teams in the country. It'll be exciting to see how they develop. This fall also, we've seen our women's volleyball team shatter the record book. They had the most all-time wins. This past weekend was a historical highlight for the university as our men's soccer program won the first ever GLIAC team championship. And just a thrilling event, an amazing turnout by students, faculty, staff, and the local community. So the record book is just constantly being rewritten, and our student-athletes are truly history makers.
The student-athlete experience is unique in that these students have the opportunity to compete in their game at a high level while also earning a high-quality college education. There are valuable lessons they are learning on the court or field, as well as inside the classroom, to make them incredibly well-rounded professionals. 10% of the Pride includes international student-athletes, who also see the experience as a big draw.
We are in the leadership business. Students come to us, and we guide and develop and mold and shape them. And the lessons that we teach are often about resiliency, persistence, adversity, and navigating your way through that. And it's amazing to see when these students come to us as freshmen and then they graduate years later, how they have changed and how this experience, they'll often reflect back as one of the best of their entire time here at Purdue Northwest and of their entire life. And a lot of credit goes to the outstanding coaches that we have, and what I like to say, the team around the team, whether it's our academic support folks, whether it's our strength and conditioning, whether it's NCAA compliance, whether it's our athletic trainers, and then the great on-campus partnership again with the staff and the faculty that just create this high-touch, amazing experience, which leads to a retention rate of 97%. You know, at the NCAA Division II level, there's great balance between being a student and pursuing your interest in athletics. I like to say students first, athletes second, and we are certainly seeing those results in the classroom. We've had 15 consecutive semesters over 3-0. Let me say that differently. That's 7+ years consecutively over a 3-0. I'm most proud of our graduation rate, which is 83%. Our career placement rate is 82%. So our students are coming here. They're having amazing experiences in the classroom, experiential learning, internships, and now they're out there 6 months after graduation. 82% of them have jobs or they're at grad school. It's just really tremendous to see that happen. I like to say team is together, everyone achieves more, and you're going to learn that here. You're also going to learn grit. You're going to find those solutions to those challenges that confront any organization. You know, so just that work ethic, that grit is an unbeatable combination. If you're an employer looking to hire a student to come in and impact your organization.
With such great success on the field, court, and more, Pride Athletics has grown as an identity in Northwest Indiana and beyond for local and out-of-state athletes and their families to support. This is evidenced in consecutive successful P&W Day of Giving results, corporate champion sponsorships, and growing fanfare for the Pride.
Well, we love Day of Giving because we're very competitive by nature. Athletics finished first 2 years ago in total dollars raised and total number of gifts. This past year, to my chagrin, we finished second in total dollars raised, but we were first in total number of gifts. So, and then we receive all kinds of external support. You mentioned our corporate champions, so Laborers Local 41, Rush Physical Therapy, Purdue Federal Credit Union, NIPSCO, Wind Trust. They're just a few of the outstanding champions that support the athletics program that come up big on Day of Giving. Yours truly is a full-time fundraiser, 24/7, 365, and the alums. We graduate roughly 50 student athletes a year. It's been great to see how that has evolved over time. We talked about our career placement rate. These individuals have outstanding jobs out there, and they have become more and more generous every year. So if we just, again, we go back to this past weekend, this soccer game, there were so many top high school players at the game from Valpo, from Lake Central, from Crown Point. Our brand awareness is growing all across many segments in Northwest Indiana and Illinois. And we are really seeing that as well athletically. But we just talked about earlier, 10% of our student athletes are international. And we have not only international students here, but we have students from Alaska, California. We have students from Nevada, Florida, New York. I mean, you name it. We are casting a wide net. And that unbeatable combination of great academics, great athletics by Chicago is proven very effective. Three of our top student athletes in recent years, Chad Patrick from local Northwest Indiana, a student from Hebron, is now in the minor leagues. Dash Shaw from Crown Point just scored her 1,000th point the other day for women's basketball. And Selena Michko, two-time All-American from Lake Central. So we are recruiting the best athletes in Northwest Indiana, and they're staying home here at Purdue Northwest.
Finally, we closed out our conversation with Rick Costello by asking how faculty and staff can best support our student athletes.
Well, number one, which they do an amazing job, is just the great partnership, faculty and staff, with the student athletes in the classroom every day, academic advising. That's been just wonderful. Coming to games is a great way to support the students. They all, you know, you're out there, you're playing, you want to see the stands full, and it's great when you see those friendly faces that you recognize on campus. So, number three is wear the gear, wear the black and gold out into the community and to the games and on campus, and just create that amazing feel at a university that separates us from other institutions that we are recruiting students, that we're competing in the recruiting process, whether it's student athletes or general students.
We thank Rick Costello for his time and the great information shared with faculty and staff. And of course, you can visit pnwathletics.com for all the latest information. Let's close out with a couple recent items. The Higher Learning Commission recently granted PNW final approval to begin offering a Doctor of Psychology applied doctoral program. The program is intended to prepare students as both practitioners and scholars to address local needs for mental health resources in Northwest Indiana. A Master of Science in Psychology will also be added to the PNW curriculum. Coupled with this announcement was the HLC's approval of a change in student body and updating PNW status as a doctoral level institution. PNW has welcomed back two-time alumna Darian Thompson to serve as the new director of African American Initiatives. Thompson will play a role in recruitment, retention, professional development, community engagement, and belonging for Black and African American students at PNW. Over 11% of PNW's undergraduate population self-identifies as Black or African American. Thompson earned her bachelor's degree in hospitality and tourism management and her master of business administration from PNW's College of Business. She also scored over 1,000 points as a member of the women's basketball team. Before coming to PNW, Thompson served as associate director of diversity initiatives at Purdue West Lafayette's Daniel School of Business. She also served as director of the Dr. Cornell A. Bell Business Opportunity Program and sits on the board of directors for the Purdue Black Alumni Association. Vera Nanishwar Gude, Nisource Meyer Charitable Foundation Professor of Energy and the Environment and director of the PNW Water Institute, was recently honored during the 8th Annual Distinguished and Named Professorship Ceremony at Purdue West Lafayette. The ceremony celebrates mid-career, distinguished, and named professors and administrators across the Purdue system for their accomplishments and successes. Honorees were presented plaques and medallions for administrative appointments, becoming named or distinguished professors over the past year, or if they received Rising Star recognitions. Nikki Ali Jackson, Professor of Criminal Justice and Director of the Center for Justice and Post-Exoneration Assistance, was named as a 2024 honoree for the Visionary Impact Award by Indiana Minority Business Magazine and Minority Business Review. Jackson's award is one of 20 people and entities recognized in the 17th Annual Champions of Diversity Awards. The Awards and Recognition Dinner recognizes individuals, companies, and organizations that have exhibited a high level of commitment to diversity in Indiana. Jackson's selection as recipient of the Visionary Impact Award reflects her tireless efforts to advocate against wrongful convictions and the need for criminal justice reform in Indiana and beyond, the nominating committee said. Jackson and other Champions of Diversity honorees will be formally recognized and celebrated in January 2024 during an awards dinner in Indianapolis, Indiana. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People's Indiana State Conference was recently hosted at the Great Hall Events and Conference Center on the Westville Branch campus. Following the conclusion of the conference, Ashley Girodamos and events management staff members Michael Perchla and Todd Hill were honored with the Corporate Award for the team's support, flexibility, exceptional service, and professionalism. Barbara Bowling Williams, president of the NAACP's Indiana State Conference, says this is the first time the organization has recognized a venue or service provider during its awards ceremony. Tony Sindone, clinical associate professor of finance and economic development, was elected as a new board member to the Regional Development Company based in Valparaiso, Indiana. The RDC administers U.S. Small Business Administration 504 loans to small businesses in Northwest Indiana and the south suburbs of Chicago. RDC President and Executive Director Erica Dombey noted Sindone is a valuable addition to the board because of his knowledge in trends and forecasting as an economist. Ashok Raja, Assistant Professor of Cybersecurity, recently joined the 18th Annual Business Expo of the Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce for a panel discussion titled Cybersecurity, Challenges for Small and Large Businesses. Raja and fellow panelists discussed how the landscape of cyber threats will evolve over the next 5 years, and the impact on cybersecurity created by emerging technologies like artificial intelligence and quantum computing. The panelists additionally provided their perspectives on how small and large-scale businesses can create awareness and educate employees on cyber threats. Fall commencement exercises will take place on Saturday, December 9th, with two ceremonies at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Ceremonies will take place inside the Fitness and Recreation Center on the Hammond campus. Candidates for graduation from the Colleges of Business and Nursing will be recognized during the morning ceremony, and candidates from the Colleges of Engineering and Sciences, Humanities, Education and Social Sciences, and Technology will be honored during the afternoon ceremony. In case of severe weather, the backup date is Sunday, December 10th. A total of 694 candidates are eligible for graduation this fall, including 544 baccalaureate candidates and 150 master's candidates who completed plans of study in summer and fall 2023. Two elected state representatives, 15th District Representative Hal Slager and 12th District Representative Mike Andrade, will deliver the morning and afternoon keynote speeches, respectively. For more commencement information, including day of information, student spotlights, and more, please visit pnw.edu/commencement. With that, I'll go ahead and bid talk to you later. Thank you for listening along during this fall semester, and we look forward to sharing more PNW faculty and staff news when we return for the spring semester. Again, all this and more can be found at pnw.edu/pridecast.